It's the last day for filing nominations for phase one of the Lok Sabha elections. 91 constituencies spread over 20 states to go to the polls on the 11th of April in phase one. Actor politician Kamal Hassan will not contest the coming Lok Sabha elections from Tamil Nadu. He says that all the candidates in his party have his face. He also attacked Prime Minister Modi, saying he is the chowkidar only for the rich. A Kerala professor resigns in protest after the HRD ministry discourages what they're calling irrelevant research and stressing that PhD topics should have national priority. The man who was once a Wall Street icon, later convicted for one of the largest insider trading scams, Rajat Gupta, speaks to NDTV, claims prosecutor Preet Bharara was out to get him. U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report says U.S. President Donald Trump didn't conspire with Russia but stops short of exonerating Trump on obstruction. The deadline for filing of nominations for phase one of the Lok Sabha elections ends today. 91 constituencies spread over 20 states are going to the polls on the 11th of April in phase one. And there's expected to be a mad rush of candidates for filing nominations today. Counting of votes will be held on the 23rd of May after the end of all seven phases of polling. The first phase of polling is very crucial for the Northeast. Out of the 25 seats in the Northeast, 14 seats will go for the polls in the first phase, along with a 60-member Arunachal Legislative Assembly and a 32-member Sikkim Legislative Assembly. Stakes are high in the first phase as the BJP is keenly eyeing 25 seats in the Northeast and the Congress is looking towards a revival in the Northeast. And for the BJP, the party not being able to form too many people alliances in the region has been a dampener so far. Meanwhile, the star campaigners of the BJP are out in full force. BJP leader Hema Malini will be filing her nomination papers today from Mathura, her current parliamentary constituency, and will be addressing a rally there. The actor turned politician on Thursday thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi and BJP President Amit Shah for choosing her to contest from Mathura. But already the level of discourse seems to have hit a new low. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, who launched the BJP's election campaign in UP with a rally in Saharanpur yesterday, linked the Congress candidate to the Pakistani terrorist Masood Azhar. Why, you'd ask? Simply because his name is Masood. And the BJP Shiv Sena Mega Alliance sounded the poll bugle for their joint campaign from Kolhapur, the bastion of Sharad Pawar's NCP, where it made it clear that the number one political plank for the BJP going into this election will be, no, we're not talking about jobs, women's safety, but it's going to be national security. The two parties will be facing off against the Congress-NCP alliance in the Lok Sabha election. That Purva Chitnis attended that rally. And did the Trinamool MP Abhishek Banerjee's wife try to smuggle in 2 kilos of gold? That's what some news outlets claimed in reports that went viral last week. But now the gold smuggling story has fallen flat. The BJP is claiming the real issue is the West Bengal police trying to browbeat the customs department into giving special exemption from search and seizure to the state's VIPs. In other words, Trinamool kith and kin. Well, for some, he's innocent until proven guilty. For others, he is tainted already. But the Congress has named Karthi Chidambaram, the son of the former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram, as its candidate from Tamil Nadu Shivganga constituency. The question is, why was there a delay in naming him, a delay in the process? Karthi Chidambaram is being investigated by the ED and the CBI in several cases. An actor politician Kamal Hassan on Sunday said that he will not be contesting the coming Lok Sabha elections. This as he released the party's manifesto and the second list of candidates for his MNM party at a function in Chennai. He said that all the candidates in his party are his face and that he's proud, or he prefers to be the chariot puller than being the chariot. The 64-year-old also came up with a big list of promises that highlighted jobs, equal pay and reservation for women, and an astounding 100% profit for farmers. And the firebrand former president of the JNU Students' Union, Kanhaiya Kumar, will be the left of the CPI's candidate from Bihar's Begusarai for the national election. That is what was officially announced yesterday as he makes his debut. He will be locking horns with the BJP's Giriraj Singh, the current Minister of State for Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises in the government of India. Their decision was taken by the left on Saturday. That's a day after Mr. Kumar was left out of the opposition coalition in Bihar. He will be the joint candidate for the left parties. Significantly, Kanhaiya Kumar has said that the left will support the Mahagathbandhan.